Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Nathan Risser. With gas prices averaging $5.67 a gallon here in California, state regulators say they're keeping an eye out to make sure gas stations aren't taking advantage of the situation to try and make an extra buck. So Nathan, what are you hearing from regulators?
Hey there. Yeah, thanks for having me. So the DPMO, which is the Division of Petroleum Market Oversight, sent out a kind of, they call it an advisory yesterday, right? And it's really a, we're keeping an eye on the situation. They've done this in the past. They did it last year. And they're letting the industry and the players in the industry know that they're aware of some high prices at the pump, and where stations are charging, say, $7 or $8 a gallon, they're actively contacting these companies to make sure everything is in line.
It is hard for us to go to the pump here in California and not feel like we're being gouged. So how hard is it for regulators to prove actual price gouging?
It's very hard. And, you know, ever since the price spike in 2022, which created a kind of wave of regulation in California from the California Energy Commission looking at that exact issue, you know, there is not firm definitive proof, but certainly they're always keen to look at where there's a divergence. You know, as you were just saying, oil prices have gone up. There's a lot of geopolitical conflict in the world that's sending that up. They take a keen interest if the price of gasoline goes up more than the price of oil, and that's what they're looking into here.
So we're looking at not just regulators. We're looking at refiners. We're looking at oil companies as well, because I feel like sometimes it's easier for them to go ahead and hike up the price of gas, and then it takes forever to prove it.
Yeah, I think it's not really a finger pointing situation right now. And, you know, a refiner will always say that the biggest input to the cost of the fuel that they sell is the price of oil. And they can very clearly point to global commodity prices right now with oil topping $100 a barrel at points, and make a very clear case that this isn't necessarily what some California residents and the regulator at times has been concerned about.
What are the advice, or is the advice for drivers to try and deal with this, other than not driving or, you know, not going out to eat?
Yeah, you can't always not drive. The DPMO advises, it's a very simple advice. It's shop around, right? They advise looking at what's referred to as unbranded or generic gasoline. That's the kind of stuff sold at Costco or Sam's Club that isn't necessarily tied to one particular company or another and tends to cost slightly less.
Yeah, we were talking to a Bloomberg reporter yesterday who said they found a Costco in Texas where the line was like 30 minutes long to get through.
Yeah, they can have pretty good lines, and it makes you question whether it's worth it for a 20-cent discount sometimes.
Hey, 20 cents is 20 cents.
Exactly.
Okay, so, you know, how long before regulators will actually start to do something, before they say, okay, it's been too high for too long?
That's really unclear at this point. One thing that the California Energy Regulator has always talked about is, in California, the retail fuel prices can spike quickly, and they can take a while to taper off. So even if there's a de-escalation of the situation in the Middle East that might lead to lower oil prices, it could take a while for gasoline prices, not just in California, but across the U.S. to quote-unquote normalize to more historic levels. For now, it seems like just the warning they gave is how they're looking to engage at this. And from my experience of watching them do this before, that is what we've seen in the past. They released an enforcement bulletin like this back in 2025 when a lot of the refiners in California were undergoing maintenance and there was some concern about fuel supply. It didn't ultimately lead to any further regulatory action on their part.
But just that reminder, though, that they are watching. Nathan, thanks for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Nathan Risser. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.